I like that. Just feeling like a LaVell Maurice Crawford Tuesday.
LaVell Crawford in Houston this morning. What up, LaVell?
What's up with you, Tom? And what's up, Miss Silver Wilkes? Good morning. Good morning to everybody in America.
Everything good in Houston?
Everything good. Everything's still drying out.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know, the storms are still coming through, and it was Sunday night, Monday morning, they had tornadoes in San Antonio. And all of this had not happened until LaVell moved to Texas.
It's the LaVell jinx.
It's beginning to look like that.
Oh, good.
Beautiful Saturday. That's all you know.
Beautiful Saturday. It was a beautiful Saturday. I got about an 8-pound largemouth bass, about 10 crappie. I had a great time. My Saturday was beautiful.
And the other people, well, whatever.
Yeah, they'll be all right. God bless them.
The Houston Texans are feeling pretty good today. There's a possibility that they might get Tony Romo in a trade.
They're one of the two cities that are
They're
being
one of the
about.
Two cities. It's Houston and Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Super Dave might be a Houston Texan fan with
Roland.
With Roland.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
David, are you ready for this?
Can't you see it on Sundays? Both Roland and Super Dave have on ascots.
It's on, Super Dave.
Man.
I hope they come here. Bring the love and the rain with you, baby. We need you.
Ooh. Ooh, I'd love that. I'd love that. Wouldn't you, Sip?
I can't see that. David. As much friction as there is between David and Roland right now with their opposing teams, I don't see the love between them as Texan fans.
You have to cheer with Roland. I don't know anybody except his wife Jackie that can take Roland, you know, on a consistent basis like that.
And God bless Pastor Jackie. Can we just say that?
Yes, yeah. God bless her. God bless her.
Pastor Margaret. Jackie.
That's she's a pastor.
That's why she can stand him.
You have to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need
yeah.
God to be with Roland.
Amen,
now.
Brother.
Yes. Amen, yes. Brother. You need God to be with Roland. Nah. See. See, let me
now,
school
that's
you.
What's going on.
Let me school you. All right. Read a book.
Roland be ready for a fight, boy.
He is.
Like he always
I mean, imagine every day you got to hear that. Jackie is an amazing woman.
She is one who will. They won't even have to wait the time period for sainthood. She goes to heaven and straight to sainthood.
You say that God goes there. Oh, Jackie, you rolling white. Come on in.
Exactly. Come on in. Come on. Saint
you don't have
Jackie.
To put no, you don't have to put your wings on layaway or nothing. You just come on in.
Great to
matter
it.
Of, matter of fact, you're on the board. You're on the board.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Romo as a Texan.
Man, I'd love that.
I'm bringing some good things to. I'm bringing rain that saturating the ground, and I'm bringing a chance for a Super Bowl. Look at me. I'm blessing.
Well, I don't know about that Super Bowl. I mean, we're talking about Romo now.
Right. I mean, I agree. But what he's going to do is inspire another black quarterback to do his thing. And that's what I'm on.
Now I'm with
inspires
you.
Inspires young black quarterbacks. That's what he does.
Beautiful.
That's all, man. I'm here to bless you, Houston. I'm here to just bring God's blessing down upon you. And we're going to bring Romo in. He's going to inspire our black quarterbacks and defense. We going to the Super Bowl. We're going to have enough rain where we won't dry out. You know, when I left, I blessed L.A. too. I left, and L.A. is getting enough rain where they can't fuss about droughts no more.
Fuss about droughts.
They can't fuss about it. He's right about that now. I mean, it may be a disaster. It may be a flood, but you can't fuss about droughts. He's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I lived in L.A. They need it. Because I'm going to tell you, when the drought was going on, they were telling on people for leaving their sprinklers on. They was writing water waster on the ground where I live there. Can you believe that water waster? I'd have put my foot in somebody's butt up there. You washing? I'm gonna have to wash that off. Now I'm gonna have to use water to waste water to clean wash off your little sign. That don't make no sense. But then people in LA ain't never happy though. You know they ain't happy. First it was a drought. Oh my God, it's so hot. It's so hot. I don't know. Yeah. Oh my God. Then the rain.
Now it's a flood.
So much rain. I don't know what. Now, because see, a lot of them rich folks, they going to have to change their zip code. They're going to be living in Compton because their house going to slide down that hill straight over there to the hood. They're going to move from Beverly Hill to Beverly Hood. It's a sad thing to see some of them big old houses just slide down. It's sad. You know, because like Mario Lopez, I think he lost his house like that, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
But it almost went down, but it was saved by the bell.
It was just like a big old front part of his house, which I think was facing the ocean, just swept off into the water. It just, you know,
well,
the ground just
water
opened
water.
Up and just washed away.
That's sad. That's sad. See, that's why the thing up there in California, see, the weather is so nice most of the time. People, even the contractors build like, you know, they don't build like they should with a solid foundation. They don't put no insulation in because where we was, we got out of there just before mold kicked in on us, man. We had mold in that house so bad. I didn't know. I got a nosebleed. I ain't never had a nosebleed in my life, and I done got my butt whipped several times. And my nose is bleeding. I ain't never heard of that. That's when you lose weight and find out you can do things that you normally didn't do. All that blood was stuck up in my nose. As soon as I lost 130 pounds, I got blood coming out of my nose. I thought I was dying. I said, Lord, I didn't want to lose weight to find out.
And it was mold, huh?
California mold.
California mold, black mold, you know, and they always blame stuff on black stuff.
Folks, yeah.
You know, everything is black. You know, Black Friday was terrible for white folk because we stepping on them getting into Walmart. Now you got black mold making you sick. I ain't even know black mold make you sick. I thought you just get on bread and you throw it away. But apparently it could kill you. I didn't know. And this dude was there and he wanted me to help him pay for black mold. I said, I'm not paying for no damn black mold. You the one, you knew it was in here before I moved in here. You know, and then now the rain letting his business out. The basement flooded. It probably looked like a lake down there now. We got out of there just in time. And our little Mexican housekeeper, she was so thankful to get all the stuff we left behind. She was like, thank you, senor, for the television, the couch. Thank you for the bed sheet. She was so happy. We left a lot of stuff we should have got, though.
Did you hear about the immigrants who took off on the day of protest? They got fired.
They lost their jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And took a stand, now they standing in the unemployment line.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a bunch of employees.
Businesses that followed suit and firing the immigrants who were taking a stand on the day without immigrants.
And they said, and they said it wasn't racist, it was business. And folks didn't show up to work, and they couldn't do his business, so... A lot of immigrants got fired.
And they said,
that's cold.
It is cold. It is. But
you know, the cold thing about it is, those immigrants that didn't take a stand must have been filling out applications.
Yeah. probably never missed a step.
Right. I'm going to stand up for it. Okay, my brother. Well, I'm going to go down to your job and make sure nobody else take it.
Yeah,
his brother got his job, man. That's cold business.
And the businesses said, no, it wasn't. They weren't terminated because of the protest. Yeah,
they were terminated because they didn't show up for work, and we got a business here, so it's not racist. It's business.
And you hear that, HR? Yeah.
It's business. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People still got to run businesses, you know. And they probably stood up for him and said, yeah, appreciate what you did, but I got to open up tomorrow. You know?
Exactly. So.
It is Lavelle Crawford Tuesday. Coming up this morning, comedian, writer, and now director of the film Get Out, Jordan Peele. That's the African-American horror movie that comes out this weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
Of Key and Peele.
That's right.
And more seriously, ignorant news from Damon Williams. All that and more coming up on the new TJMS, 11 past the hour.